Here is Patty Duke with a guidepost for Christmas.
The man's name was Luigi, and the story took place over 700 years ago in the village of Greccio, Italy. Luigi was a strong man, black-eyed, hot-tempered, with wonderful, sensitive hands. From childhood, he had had the gift of shaping wood into marvelous imitations of life, and for a long time, he accepted this talent with gratitude as a sign of God's favor. But the day came when Luigi cursed heaven. It was the day that he learned his daughter, his only child, had been born blind. After that, Luigi went no more to the little church on the hill. "I will have nothing to do," he said, "with a God who condemns innocent children to darkness." And he went off to finish carving a magnificent piece of ivory into a doll, a bambino, for his little girl. Life-sized, smiling, the ivory bambino seemed almost to breathe. Meanwhile, in the village, everyone was talking about the young friar who had come from a neighboring town to preach. Luigi's wife heard the young friar preach, and she begged her husband to come to church with her. But Luigi shook his head. "When this God of yours shows me that he can cure blindness, then I will believe in him." On Christmas Eve, when by chance Luigi went into his workshop, his shout of fury brought the servants running. The ivory bambino was gone. From a terrified maid, Luigi learned that his wife had taken the ivory image to the church to have it blessed. Out into the street and up the hill stalked Luigi, black anger in his heart. Before he could reach the church door, a cavalcade swept up. Three young nobles, richly dressed, then six mounted servants, and finally two carts loaded with animals. A young man in a purple coat sprang down from his horse. "Francesco Bernardone," he shouted. "We got your message, and we are here." Luigi asked one of the servants, "Who is this Francesco Bernardone that you seek here in Greccio?" The servant pointed. "That is he, the friar." The church door had opened, and a slender, brown-clad figure had come out. "In Assisi, until not long ago, he was my master's friend and drinking companion. Now they say he preaches the word of God. It is very strange." A hush seemed to fall upon the people who had gathered. In this sudden quiet, the friar said to the young man in the purple cloak, "Come into the church, Lorenzo. I want to show you my manger scene." The young man hesitated. "I am no believer, Francesco." "All the more reason for coming," the little friar said. He turned back into the church, and all the animals followed him, and the people too. Even Luigi followed, because he could not help it. Inside, near the altar, was a shelter made of green boughs, and in the shelter was a manger. A woman was kneeling near it. The woman was his wife. Without being led, without being driven, the animals gathered around the manger. Then the little friar stood before them. "I was going to read you the Christmas story from the Gospel," he said, "but my nativity scene makes me so happy that I am going to sing it to you." No one who heard this song ever forgot its sweetness. Even the animals seemed to be listening, and Luigi was prepared to believe that they could understand the words too, because an even greater miracle was taking place within himself. A strange peace had come upon him. Luigi felt a touch on his arm. Looking around, he saw the little friar smiling at him. Then the friar said, "Please thank your daughter for the loan of her Christmas present, and now you may take it back." Luigi shook his head. "It is where it belongs. Let it stay." The friar said, "Tomorrow it is Christmas. Your daughter will be disappointed." "No," said Luigi. "I will make her another bambino." So Luigi went home, leaving behind the ivory bambino with St. Francis of Assisi in what, according to legend, was the first actual creche. Hand in hand with his wife, he walked back down the hill, and he worked all night with gratitude in his heart, because he knew that in his house blindness had indeed been cured, not his daughter's, but his own.